on Thursday, the 20th of September, Ludwig Trevoranus and Darius Windack presented a program called Votes for Women, where they celebrated seldomly performed works of female composers spanning the last 200 years, from the Baroque through to the modern era. Here is a piano suite by New Zealand composer Rosemary Stott called Votes for Women. Ludwig Trevoranus plays the piano with the accompanying commentary read from the score. Resignation. During the 1880s, the suffrage movement polarized society. On the one hand, there were those who favored the old order of womanhood typified by the self-effacing country housewife. For Kate Edgar. On the other hand, there were those who quoted as their ideal a woman like Kate Edgar, the first New Zealand female graduate. The White Ribboners. The Women's Christian Temperance Union promoted new ideas on marriage, divorce, women's clothing, and women's sport, besides promoting temperance. For Kate Sheppard. In 1887, Kate Sheppard became National Franchise Superintendent of the WCTU. She was a fearless fighter for women's rights who lived in Christchurch. Petitions for Parliament. Three nationwide suffrage petitions were presented to Parliament. The largest, carried on horseback throughout New Zealand, contained the names of a quarter of all adult women. When Sir John Hall brought it to Parliament, he released it so that it unrolled the length of the debating chamber, hitting the doors with a thud. Prime Minister Richard Seddon declared he would not tolerate petticoat government. Jubilation. Despite his antagonism, the bill was finally passed by 20 to 18 votes. He telegraphed Kate Sheppard on September the 19th, 1893, to tell her.